Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Glenn Abbott. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Whitaker scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Abbott covering, for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Britt Burns now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher catches it and throws to second to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Koontz pinch hits for Rupert Jones. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Gibson moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.